Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome in Comme d'Archie Podcast Season 3.
Saison 3 dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Depont, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant.
Now.
Lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archie.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Yves Miko.
Hello.
Thank you for being with us today. You are architect. In two or three sentences, could you introduce us to your architectural practice?
Hi, so I'm Yves, I'm a French architect. I've been studying in an architecture school in Clermont-Ferrand for 5 years, and today we are presenting the European project with my mates and colleagues Léo Redon, Tony Delaunay, Maëlys Charmont et Tom Ollier. So we have been all together working on the project of Limoges. The name of our project is Les Petits Ventrevilles, which will be in English the little belly city center, which means nothing, but in the French territory it has a specific meanings because the little bellies, it's a French
festival.
French festival about the culture of kitchen, about the food, and it's a very, very famous festival in there, and it's like the legacy of the culture of Limoges. So the point is to connect the historical part of the center to the iconic geographical figure of the city, which is the river Vienne. But the point is today, on the site of the project, there is like a huge area, which is the territory of the project of this European session, is a place with no porosity, which it's called a palimpsest, which means that there is lot of there is like layer of historical part of architecture from different period, and there is no like global identity. And today we see that there is lot of all the abandoned manufactory, lot of little area of housing, new buildings. There's many places that need treatment, but we don't have a global vision of it right now. And our project is to just dig in every little part of this area to create new urban places across the geography of the city, from the center to the river of Vienne. And the idea behind that is to create like many area of living with new usage, and with different identity, to create a new identity and to show, to reveal some hidden identity of the different places. So, for example, just as an example, there is on the north of the city the place of Jacobin's Place, which is today like a few buildings around the church, and the church has no visibility. It's on the little square, and there is like a lot of buildings to park cars, and it's like a like a huge wall in the city that you cannot cross. And the idea was just to remove the usage of the different building, sometimes keep part of few buildings, sometimes remove part, and create new empty area, which could just bring new space of living with just new usage for the people around the city. Because as we all saw during the COVID crisis, we are not all equal with the space surrounding us. And in France, for example, we had the rules that say that during the confinement, you cannot just go further than 1 kilometer from your home. And from this point, we realized that depending from where you live, we are not equal with the space we have around us. And when we looked on Limoges, we realized that the people living in this area, they are not really lucky. They are okay because there is some are close to the river, but if you are like 1.1 kilometer, you cannot go to the river. So the point was just to create some many good places around that will facilitate the path from this big entity to many other ones.
In your team, there are some inhabitants of Limoges.
Yes, we have two people from that were living in Limoges most of their life, which is Tom Ollier and Léo Redon. So they really helped us to have like a inner look on the situation. They were on place also during the process of the project. So sometimes when we had an interrogation on, oh, what's in here? We don't see good on Google Maps. So they go on the place, they take picture, we just think about it. Oh, but this we can maybe. It was like a big work of identification and representation. So the first step of the project was to recreate the 3D model of the whole city, just to feel like we are always in, even if we are not living in Limoges. So like this, we have like the bird view or the first people view point of view. And we could really place ourselves on many situations all around the project. And there is so many space that need some treatment that it's hard to be every time at different place because of people living in different cities. So we had to create this tool that will help to just generate now the process of introspection of the territory and then just to project some architecture.
Do you think the project could be realized?
Well, we hope so. We hope so. Maybe not the
tomorrow.
Exactly why. Yeah, not tomorrow, and not exactly the way we already presented. But I think because we already present this project on the city town hall, and we already see some kind of fascination in their eyes when we present the project, because we realized and they realized that there were the opportunities that were hidden, and for them the way we create a new proposition on some spaces, for them it just create new ideas. So it was really a tool also for them to just have a better imagination of what it's possible to do on the different area. So that was the main goal for us on this project, is to show that even something that look like hard to create a project, some places like you see, what we can do in here. It's just it's too difficult because there is too many factors, and also there is the economical factor, the geographical factor, the historical factor, the geographic. There is so many things, and the specificity of this city is like there is no real identity that is like an evidence when you just cross all the different area in the areas project. So for us, it was to show that, yes, there is some identity, it's hidden, but we are here to reveal it. And I think we did it, and quite good, so we are quite happy about our work on that. And we really hope that they think the same about our project, but we are confident.
Okay, good, very good. In fact, Europan 16 is a very good thing for Limoges.
Yes, I think it's a very good adventure, I would call it, for the city of Limoges, because I think it finished positive because they want to do the next session in Europan 17. So I'm pretty sure they really like the experience, because like it's a long work for them, because they have to prepare the territory as a candidature for the competition. So actually they do a competition to be in the competition, and then we do the project in the competition. So it's like everyone is working on that, and the result, when you see that many people want to just create something, think about your territory, I think it's a very positive experience for everyone. It was for us because we discovered Limoges and we had the chance to just be creative, and it's an amazing feeling to just create something. And for them to understand that many people are trying to help them, because they were in the situation, they didn't know what to do at all. They were on this situation like, we need this Europan, we need a big competition, because we don't know what to do on this area. And actually, they are in the position that there is like a big company of house building that already deposit like building files to create some operation. But they understand that it's not the philosophy the city wants for this area. They want to create more amenity space, more like a living space, not just like a building. And the point is now there is already these files that is deposited. People are waiting to build something and the city just block every process on this way just to say, no, we need to give us time. So some new brain, young brain just can come and just give some new philosophy of the area. And I think it worked well at the end because they really appreciate all the proposition. We had a lot of time to exchange with them of what could be nice, what they have doubt about it, but it's the beginning of something. So now, as I understand, because we are also in communication with the European team, they want to continue this process of collaboration with new young brain, but at some other place in the city. So like this, they could have a better global vision of their own territory. And I think it's a very good stimulation. And I would like that every territory process this way, because it's a good opportunity for young people like us, because it's just give a little escape from the traditional day of working in agency. We are here, we are dreaming. We are just taking our pen, doing little things, and we take a lot of pleasure doing it. And it's a very nice experience, and I encourage everyone listening this podcast, if they have a chance to do it, run.
Thank you. And your project is awarded with Carré Noir, mm-hmm. and it could be interesting for the audience to listen to both projects in Limoges.
Yes, I invite everyone to listen about these two projects and even more, because all the project and all the situation are very interesting. But in our case, I really recommend everyone to listen because it's very nice. And also, just yes. If you want to know more about it, I advise you to check directly on the website of Europarm, because you have all the presentation, the graphic presentation, and you can also have our text presentation, which is really more precise on what we did on this project than now me speaking on the microphone without any visual representation. It's more we are sharing our idea or philosophy. But if you want to know more, just go dig.
Yes. Many, many thanks.
Thank you very much. And, my pleasure.
Bye-bye, everyone. And see you next Wednesday for our new Comme d'Archi in English. Take care of yourself. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. Thanks to Julien Robourg, sound engineer, who is collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcast or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.